Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Are you crying?
No.
Of course she's crying. She's an unmarried spinster about to watch her younger sister step down the aisle.
Mom. Now, she's probably crying because her ex-boyfriend is in the bridal party instead of being her groom.
Mom, I am not crying.
Not anymore.
Wow. Okay, I've been played.
When will you get married and give me some grandbabies?
I don't know, Grandma Ree. There's not really a set schedule for these things.
Hold up. Is this my daughter saying that there's no schedule?
Has somebody potty swapped you?
My life has been a real cluster over the past year. Not in a bad way, but I've learned you can't prepare for everything.
If this is some sort of deathbed confessional, please don't croak until after the wedding. It's my day.
And you look so beautiful.
Thank you. Can you do me a favor?
Of course. What is it?
Can you take this veil over to Aggie's bridal suite? It, got mixed up with mine.
Sure. No problem. I'll be right back.
It's no rush. We've got plenty of time.
That's not what Janine's biological clock is saying.
Okay, goodbye.
You're listening to Life with Leo from Atypical Artists. This is Season 2, Episode 8, our series finale, Life with Wedding Bells by Octavia Bray.
Welcome to the in-law contingent.
Hey, Aaron. I'm just here to drop off your veil. Ellie said it got mixed in with hers.
Thanks, Janine.
Janine, 看看你,真漂亮。 今天会不会是你终于找到丈夫的日子呢?
您跟我妈妈说话吗?
你妈她呀,还是一直坚持跟我说日语呢。
不好意思。
Sorry, what are you guys talking about?
Did you forget everything from Chinese school?
Obviously.
Basically, everyone is wondering when I'll finally get married. Do they bug you about that too?
Oh, I've made it clear that if I get married, it will be to several people at once. I think they're actively praying against it. Polyamory! It's the cure for what ails you.
I will keep that in mind.
Oh my god, Leroy, these are delicious.
Eat as many as you want. I always bring a little something to munch on. Janine is scary when she's hungry.
You are just too cute. Why didn't she hang on to you?
Seriously? I leave the room for 5 minutes and you're suddenly Team Leo?
He packed snacks.
I'm your daughter.
Now, did you pack snacks?
No.
All right, that's all I'm saying. That is something for you to consider in the future.
Hey, bride. Hey, babe.
Hi.
You went from Janine to Aggie's brother.
Don't look at me with that cutting disappointment.
Alas, Leo is just my plus one. For now. Anyway, Ellie, I'm just here to give you your left shoe.
Thanks, Aaron.
Why was your left shoe in Aggie's bridal suite?
It got mixed up with hers?
You are such a mess.
But I'm a mess who's getting married.
Wow. Et tu?
This is so funny to me. Let me have this little giggle.
It's really happening. She and Aggie are finally getting married.
Are you crying again?
I wasn't crying before, and I'm not crying now. I'm just so happy for them.
You know, Janine, there's plenty of happiness for you, too.
It's my turn.
Smooth.
I wasn't trying to be smooth.
Oh, good. Because I was being sarcastic. Oh, my turn to walk. See you at the altar.
And, after all, isn't that what love is? Choosing one another, every day. Now, Elizabeth and Agnes have chosen to write their own vows. Agnes, if you would.
Ellie, from the moment I met you at that farmer's market, I knew there was no one else I would rather grow with. You've been the sun when I'm cold, the water when I'm thirsty, and the earth that's let me be deeply rooted. Loving you has made me even more of who I am. And the more myself that I become, the more of myself I want to give to you. I promise to always cherish you, support you, and to take you to Bee's Kneesland as part of our honeymoon since I wouldn't agree to get married there. I love you.
Okay, now you're crying.
Why can't you just pretend you don't notice?
Here, use this.
Thanks.
Anytime.
Aggie, I know your vows will be better than mine because you're good with words and I mostly just dig around in computer guts all day. See? I was right. As soon as I met you, you felt like family. And I never wanted to let you go. Even that one time where it might have seemed like I did. I didn't. Not really. I used to think I wasn't the type to settle down. But I realized that being with you isn't settling at all. I'm punching way up. I'm the luckiest woman in the world. And I promise that every day I'm going to make you feel as lucky to be with me as I feel to be with you. Never loved anyone more.
Oh, now who's crying?
Their love is beautiful, okay?
Here.
You had a handkerchief too? Where were you keeping it?
It's 2422, Leo. Everything has pockets.
Making the seating chart was a huge pain in the ass. But we know for sure we did one thing right. We're sitting by ourselves.
I love our bridesfolk and our siblings, but I also cannot wait to be on our honeymoon to get away from all of them.
Did you mean it when you said we were going to Beesney's Land?
Baby, I would never lie to you about Beyonce.
I'm just surprised. It's not like we haven't been there before.
Beesney's Land is one stop. After that, we'll go to Xi'an and Peru and Morocco.
Taking our love on a world tour. Just like Beyonce.
And that's not all. We're not going to the California Bee's Kneesland.
No.
Yes. We're going to the original Houston location. And you know what's right next door?
Theme Park The Stallion? Ah, Aggie, I love you so much.
I love you too, baby.
And that's how I found out that I'm a true summer. Have you given much thought to color theory, Howard? It's a pretty fascinating subject.
No, please. I'd actually love to sit in silent contemplation, if you don't mind.
You sure? We could talk about trains instead, if you want. I've taken many lovers aboard trains.
Silent contemplation. That's all I want.
Okay, if you say so. Guess I'll have to convince my date to actually talk to me, instead of staring at his ex across the room. Dude.
Oh, I'm sorry. Aaron, were you saying something?
He's been saying so much, how could you miss it?
And so we are the architects of our own happiness. But is what we're building always up to code? Something to consider.
Sorry, how do you know Ellie again?
I run Caesar's House of Dreams. I'm her consultant.
Consultant for?
Dreams, of course.
Of course.
If you'll excuse me, I'm going to make a return trip to the buffet. Now that is what dreams are made of.
A lot of weirdos at this wedding. I'm having a blast. Plus, the food is a bomb. Leo make this?
Nope, just a regular caterer. He did make the cake, though.
Can I take home a whole tier? Like, seriously, how many people actually eat cake at a wedding?
I think lots of people.
I want to eat the cake!
You and me both, dude.
Bring me the cake. I will fill my receptacle.
Receptacle? Belle?
Shh. Whatever you're thinking, you're probably right, but please just be cool.
He's a droid?
His name is Floyd.
Shut up. Floyd the droid?
Be polite. It's the name he chose.
How did he get invited to the wedding? Whose plus one is he?
He knows Aggie, apparently. She met him when Leo was job searching.
Wait. Leo has a job?
Part-time, at a kindergarten.
Wow. Any more secrets you want to reveal?
I think that's everything. Please don't send me to jail.
You're lucky I think you're cute.
You know what's curious? I don't recall installing food receptacles in our factory droid units.
This is your work? Again?
He's got a lot more personality than I'd originally programmed for. I think my droids may be gaining awareness independently.
La 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 la.
That is nothing I need to hear.
That is work I don't want to take on.
Keep your criminal activity to yourself.
But you're my lawyer.
Not tonight. Tonight I am simply the maid of honor.
And I'm her plus one.
Ugh, where's the loyalty?
Back in the Commonwealth.
You know, I had the strangest flash of intuition just now.
Oh yeah?
Indeed. There's something going on between Floyd and Ms. Lane. Officiant extraordinaire.
The connection is they're sitting next to one another.
No, it goes deeper than that. It's almost like she made him sit next to her so that she could be the architect of her own happiness, just as I was saying before.
Oh, okay, thank God.
Architect of what happiness?
I couldn't say. Romance, perhaps?
Perhaps not. It'd be tantamount to incest.
Miss Lane.
In that everyone at this table feels like family already.
Hmm. Okay. Sure. Whatever you say.
There she is, my pride and joy.
Hmm, you made that? It looks like professional work.
Baking is kind of my thing.
I'll be sure to get a piece. Speaking of things I'd like to get a piece of, wanna dance?
Sure. I've never seen her dance like that.
If twerking's what you're into, I got you. Behold! Leo, I said behold.
Sorry, what?
Okay, enough is enough. I can throw this ass for someone who'll actually appreciate it.
I appreciate all of you.
No, you don't, and that's okay. You like Janine.
What? No, I don't.
You do, and you should stop being such a coward about it.
I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry for liking someone. Be sorry for wasting my time.
Okay, I'm sorry for that then.
You're forgiven.
Just like that?
Just like that. I don't chase, I attract. But you had me at a brisk power walk for a second there. I'm gonna go stand in the center of the dance floor and see how many suitors I can attract. Good luck.
Thank you.
Dance with me. I see Aaron is collecting new lovers like they're action figures. I take it that means things didn't work out with you two.
He could tell that I have feelings for Janine.
Anyone with a lick of sense can tell that you have feelings for Janine. That's why Janine is the only person who doesn't know.
How can she not know?
Well, Leo, let's see. Maybe because when we removed the compelling code that was meant to be the only obstacle to your star-crossed love, you copped a huge attitude and got all pissy and called her a bunch of names.
Okay, but...
And then you moved out of her house and couldn't say anything nice to her for weeks and started dating her brother-in-law.
But that was...
You may be an android, but you are also a man, and men are stupid. Those are the facts. Janine might have hurt you, but you hurt her back. Badly. Like, so badly, I didn't think it was possible.
Really?
Ellie told me she sobbed that first night without you.
I didn't know.
Janine didn't want you to know.
So what do I do?
At the risk of sounding corny, go to her. Janine already put herself out there for you, and you called her cowardly, selfish, cold-hearted.
I remember.
And I know she does, too. This time, you need to be the one to risk it all after being hurt. And you need to do it without causing a scene and jacking up my wedding.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Leo, want to show us your moves?
Look at this. I learned this on Flip Flop.
Actually,
you know what? I'm going to go grab a slice of cake. Belle, I'll get one for you, too.
Okay.
May I have this dance?
Okay. Is everything all right? You seem serious. Did Aaron hurt you? Was someone mean to you? Was it my grandmother?
No, your grandmother loves me. Not to brag, but your whole family loves me.
That is bragging. I can't relate.
No, hush.
So if nothing is wrong, why do you look like that?
Because I'm scared.
Scared of what?
Of how you'll respond when I tell you the truth.
What's the truth, Leo?
The truth is that I love you. I loved you when you woke me up on the porch, and I loved you when you took out the compelling code. Nothing changed about how much I loved you. You told me a while ago that you'd been hurt so many times you stopped jumping in, and I promised that I would be there for you. I broke that promise, and I'm sorry.
It wasn't all your fault. I spent so much time trying not to even like you. As soon as I lost you, I realized how much I love you.
It can't be that easy.
Why can't it? We're two people who have hurt each other and are determined to never do it again. At least I am. Are you?
Yes.
I love you. Is this what other people feel when they just express themselves? Wow. Who needs drugs?
Oop. Whoa, you okay?
It's these shoes. They're destroying my feet. Oh.
How's that?
You can carry me.
I'm very strong. I just wanted to take some pressure off those poor feet.
I love you. How much do you squat?
Oh, I don't work out. I'm just built different.
Whoa.
Your pupils just dilated.
I bet they did. Here. Ellie, get your hands out of my bra. Is this a room key?
You betcha. Get out of here before Leo puts his hand in your bra in the middle of the dance floor.
Hey!
We share an emotional connection.
An emotional connection that can get most folks pregnant.
Whose key card is this?
Howard's.
What? No, take this away. I cannot have my father walk in on what I'm about to be doing to this android.
Whoa.
Your pupils are dilating.
I expect they are.
Leave!
But
just don't worry about Howard. I swapped his key with Aaron's. He'll be bed hopping with the other bride's folks. He won't even miss it.
Then why not give us Aaron's key?
Because Howard has a suite, and I thought you ingrates would appreciate that.
You weren't wrong. A sweet minibar? We're snacking good tonight.
I've only got a taste for one thing.
Ugh, disgusting! I love it! I want all the dirty details later. But for now, get a room before Eggy kills you for stealing the spotlight at her wedding. Look.
Oh my gosh, laser eyes.
We'd better go.
Yeah, I'd like to live.
Where is the zipper for this dress? Damn it.
Don't rip it. It was expensive. Here, it's on the side. Why do you taste so good?
It's the cake.
So I taste like this too?
Mm-mm. Better.
Why is your suit still on?
I've been busy.
Better time management, please.
My hands are full. Why don't you help me out? Hey.
Hmm?
I love you.
I know. You told me.
I just wanted to say it again.
I love you too.
I know. Just look at us. Who would have thought?
Not me. Pants off.
Yes, ma'am.
Shh.
Should we really be letting our families sit together?
Janie, I'm too hungover to care.
And we leave for our honeymoon in 3 hours, so they'll be somebody else's problem.
Yay, marriage! Grateful for love.
Speaking of love, did my eyes deceive me, or did I see you and Leo leave together last night?
It's possible that your eyes are in good working order.
Hallelujah! Yes!
I'm so happy I could go tell Mom.
Okay, don't jinx us.
Does it bother you that we're so gung-ho about this?
Did you forget who you're talking to? I had relations with 4 of your other bridesfolk last night.
Aaron!
At once.
Okay, so you're fine.
I'm literally thriving.
Are you okay? About Janine, I mean.
Yeah, I'm cool. Leo's a good guy, and Janine and I are good friends.
So you're single and open?
Guess so, yeah.
Good to know. You have my details, of course.
Of course. Wait, what?
Keep up, dear boy.
Did I just hear...
Maybe. I think so. I'm a little afraid.
You should be.
Could be fun.
Michael! Whatever. Life gets messy.
Don't do that.
Do what?
The happy couple, now that I'm in love, I'm a love expert thing.
That's not what I was doing.
Life gets messy.
That's just the truth. Oh, fine. I'm in love. Sue me. Shut up.
You know, I was meditating on it last night, and I've realized
Caesar,
something.
Buddy, you're off the clock. Grab a waffle and relax.
No. This is important. You should hear this, Ellie. I think that Floyd, who was at my table yesterday, is an android.
And what makes you think that?
His weird speech patterns were a clue, but what really gave it away was his receptacle.
Plenty of people have weird names for their internal organs. I call my liver Aristotle.
Why?
Just because.
No, you don't understand. I walked into the bathroom and saw him cleaning out his food receptacle.
Damn it, Floyd.
So when you say you were meditating, you mean you just walked into the bathroom at the right time?
Meditation makes you more sensitive to the truth. My intuition led me into that bathroom, and that brings me to Miss Lane.
What about me?
It wasn't my imagination that you tensed up last night when I said that I sensed a connection between you and Floyd. I've seen the news, I've heard about your legal troubles.
Is this happening? I can't believe this is happening. I can't believe a guy who dreams for a living is going to ruin my life.
You didn't just make Floyd sit next to you. You made Floyd!
Don't be ridiculous.
I think it might be best if you leave.
And that brings me to you.
Me?
What does Leo have to do with anything?
Leave him out of this!
Leave him out of what?
Why, Leo is an android too!
What? No way!
Wow, what a convincing denial.
Shut up, Aaron. Caesar? You have no proof.
I saw his name on the receptacle that Floyd was washing out. Capital L-E-O and a lowercase h in parentheses. Exactly like his name card at our table.
Are you kidding me?
You're not intuitive, you're just nosy.
And I'm right.
And what if you are? What do you intend to do with the information you think you have?
I'll go to the authorities. Or the papers. If I sell this story, I'll be rich.
You'd never get a chance to spend a dime. Do you know... I quite literally have eyes everywhere. Do you use a phone? Do you drive a car? Do you have a sonic shower? Do you literally move in the world? There's a Lane Robotics product at every intersection of your life, and as the titular Lane, I am quite capable of making your life extremely difficult.
You can't do that. That's illegal.
Let's do it, baby. I know the law. Try selling out my boyfriend. I dare you.
We'll have you so tied up in litigation that the legal fees alone would eat into any profit you'd make off your story.
And then when we beat you in court, which we will because I never lose, we'll take you for everything you've got.
My God, you are gonna be so broke like, it'll be sad.
And do you think you can just go back to running the House of Dreams after that? No way, dude.
Your name will be Mud. Here's the intuition studio led by the guy whose intuition about a sentient android was legally proven wrong.
Very embarrassing for you.
You can't do that.
We totally can. Welcome to America. Fucked up since 1492.
Let it go, Caesar. Enjoy the life you have. Eat a waffle.
And stop ruining the morning after my wedding.
No, fine.
Excellent. Oh, I'm so glad we've cleared that up.
So, I got rejected by an android?
Are you mad? Don't tell me Janine's going to have to get threateny with her brother-in-law.
Don't worry. I'm chill. I'm just bummed I'll never get an up-close and personal look at his machinery.
Gross. Okay, you are fine.
So, I'm your boyfriend?
You'd better be. I don't let just anyone do... all the stuff we did last night.
Will you say it again?
Leo, you're my boyfriend, and I love you. I'll say it as many times as you need.
You're my girlfriend, and I love you. And ditto.
Boo, we're eating!
Don't mess with my appetite.
Don't be so obviously in love when it's my wedding weekend.
Okay, calm down. We'll pick this up later.
We've got all the time in the world.
And that concludes Life with Leo. Life with Leo was created by Octavia Bray and is a production of Atypical Artists. This episode was written by Octavia Bray and directed by Shanae Howard, with sound design by Julia Schaffini. It featured Octavia Bray as Janine, Maximilian Koger as Leo, Angelique Francis as Ellie, Jennifer Zhang as Aggie, Philip Jordan as Michael, Beth Eyre as Penelope, Naya Doriso as Grandma Ree, Georgia P. McKenzie as Shauna, H.B. Gibson as Howard, Lauren Chu as Mrs. Wu, Morris Sang as Mr. Wu, Brad Colebrook as Caesar, and Felix Trench as Floyd. For complete credits, please visit lifewithleo.com. Life with Leo was executive produced by Lauren Chippen and Octavia Bray, and assistant produced by Eddie Louise. Our art was by Carlos Garcia. Thank you to all of our Indiegogo backers for supporting the show and enabling us to tell our happy ending. And thank you so much for listening to Life with Leo.